In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Another big announcement from Tesla. Did the latest live up to the hype, and can it win the race to full autonomous capability?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. And Tesla Motors is gearing up for the future of autonomous cars. It plans to equip all of its new cars with the hardware needed to make them entirely capable of driving themselves. We know this, of course, due to CEO Elon Musk's announcement this week. He added that his goal is to demonstrate a vehicle traveling in fully autonomous mode from Los Angeles to New York by the end of next year. Thinking small, as usual. Here to break it all down is tech reporter for the Journal, Tim Higgins. So, Tim, this was, as it always is, a highly anticipated reveal. Do you think Tesla came through and lived up to the anticipation with this announcement?
Well, there's any time that Elon Musk tweets to the world that he's going to have something new to announce, there's lots of excitement. Earlier this year, when he revealed the Model 3 sedan, which is a supremely important product for Tesla, their entree into more mass market vehicles, kind of a bet that he can sell more than just super luxury cars, that he can sell to those folks who are out there buying BMW 3 Series who maybe want an all-electric version. He said that there would be a part two of the announcement coming, mm-hmm. and this is what we got. We got part two, and it really is the idea that the Model 3 could be purchased and that it would have an ability to drive itself. A big part of the surprise in the Wednesday announcement was the idea that right now he's making the Model S and the Model X with the hardware that could be turned on with the appropriate software in the future to make those cars drive themselves as well. So essentially he's creating a fleet of vehicles that all could drive themselves once the software is validated and the government approves.
Yeah, certainly keeping with the big ambitions here. Obviously, this would advance Tesla far ahead of the competition. But practically speaking, what needs to be done to make Tesla's fully self-driving? And more importantly, is it doable in this time frame?
It's a little unclear what the time frame is. He says that essentially beginning next year, mm-hmm. every 2 to 3 months, he's expecting that the car will get an upgrade, its autonomous system will get an upgrade, and it'll become just a little bit better than what is currently available with Autopilot, his semi-autonomous system. Mm-hmm. So he's got a number of improvements he thinks that he can do every few months going forward, and that by the end of next year, he thinks that he can demonstrate that a vehicle could drive itself from Los Angeles fully autonomous to New York City. The question will be, will society be ready for that? Will his technology be ready for that? Will the software be validated to do all those things? There are still some really big questions about the self-driving car technology that haven't been addressed. They have traditionally struggled in certain weather conditions, such as snow and rain, fog. There's a difference between driving an autopilot on a highway situation where the complexity of the maneuvers are fewer compared to the complexity of trying to navigate Manhattan, where you not only have the cars in front of you, but you've got pedestrians all over the place, and you've got bicyclists and all sorts of things.
Yeah. So you mentioned Autopilot. It's a little reminiscent of the introduction of that semi-autonomous feature. Do you see the rollout following a similar path? Because it's had its fair share of scrutiny.
Yeah, Elon Musk is definitely going back to his old playbook here, where he rolled out the hardware that was needed for Autopilot beginning about a year ahead of activating it. So the parts were in the car, and then he could turn it on with the software over time. And that's what he's doing here in this case. It's giving him the ability to start doing some tests with the vehicles that he'll have on the road, essentially running in the background. And essentially, it'll be like, if the software was enabled, this is the kind of moves it would do, but it's not doing it because it's not driving, that sort of thing. So that's very valuable for his machine learning capabilities. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, also interesting is the market reaction. What do you think it is about Tesla that has investors so enamored, and how does it keep up that eternal optimism?
Yeah, buying into Tesla is in some ways buying into the vision that Elon Musk is creating here. And in July, he laid out kind of the bigger grand goals of Tesla going forward. He'd done it about a decade earlier, and people maybe had forgotten that, you know, he had some of these ideas. Originally, the idea was to do luxury cars to get him to the point where he could do a mass market vehicle, and that's kind of where he's at now. And this new long-range plan was heavy on a few things, and that was the idea that cars would be able to drive themselves, that the integration with solar power in the vehicle would be key, and that these vehicles would be able to kind of be networked together to do ride-hailing services so that a consumer or the owner of a Tesla could essentially put their car, their robot car, into service to make some money to be an economic unit of when they weren't driving it for, riding in it for personal use. And so it was interesting last night when he made this late announcement, is that you're really starting to see how he is planning on doing that. With this autonomous software kind of on the verge of happening, he kind of hinted furthermore that that next year he's going to have some details about a network that would allow owners to essentially rent out their robot cars to make some money.
Yeah, a lot going on as usual. Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Tim Higgins for joining us. He's always covering the latest on Tesla, so you want to make sure you follow his stories at WSJ.com. That will do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at Facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.